The Anderson Free Clinic in South Carolina, people line up early in the morning to see a doctor. The clinic treats more than 2,000 people a year. Most of the patients, like Ronnie Green, who is 60 years old and living on a small pension, are either unable to work or have limited incomes.
My knees are real bad and tore up. I can't hold that crowd all the time. I shake. Can't hold nothing. My knees just gone.
Hello.
Under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, almost all of these patients would have their costs covered by Medicaid, the government-funded health care program for the poor. But because South Carolina has chosen not to expand Medicaid, free clinics remain the only option for many people. Barb Baptista, the clinic's director, says there are not enough exam rooms to handle the growing number of patients.
The exam rooms are only a piece of it, having the providers that are willing to volunteer at the free clinic and having the financial means to support our budget are a huge concern.
What I do,
the clinic sends seriously ill patients to the AnMed Hospital emergency room, often by taxi rather than ambulance, to save money. Hospitals that accept federal funds are required by law to provide emergency care regardless of an individual's ability to pay. But Obamacare will phase out the federal program that reimburses hospitals for some of these bills, replacing it by covering more people under Medicaid. Bill Manson, who heads AnMed Health, says South Carolina's decision not to expand Medicaid imposes on hospitals all the law's cuts, but none of the benefits.
By not participating in the expansion, we kind of have, almost a perfect storm of all the reductions that were built into the law without the resulting increase in coverage of the uninsured.
Under Obamacare, federal funds will pay 100% of added Medicaid costs, gradually reducing that to 90% by 2020. But conservatives like Ashley Landis with the South Carolina Policy Council say the costs are adding to a budget deficit that is unsustainable.
The fix is not to continue the cycle of dependency on dollars that are really coming from debt, for the most part, but rather to cut that dependency and put control of health care back in the hands of the providers and the patients.
Unless some compromise is reached in states like South Carolina, the number of poor without health care will continue to grow, and hospitals will face increasing financial risk. Brian Patton, VOA News, Anderson.